It's time to kick it off, yeah. It's time to do a great Amber May show. Is here with topics you like out in the desert where the sun gets hot. So drop on into that Amber May spot.
Thank you so much for joining me today on the Amber May Show. I am really happy to be here with you again today. So much has happened during the last week or so. I have had a close friend of mine, husband, shot in the line of duty, and his partner died. I've had just a crazy, crazy week just trying to be there for people and realizing that people need compassion. And I think what the world is lacking right now is a lot of compassion. I have people every day that I come across that are in pain of some kind, you know, maybe relationships are breaking down, or maybe someone lost their loved one, or financial struggle, or past ghosts that still haunt them today. And I just realized that, yes, I can't fix anything. I can't make their lives better, but I can be there for them and I can show them compassion. Because I think at the end of the day, that's what we all could use, right? And I think that that's what Christ would have us do, is be compassionate to people. Be a friend to them. Listen to when they're hurting. Try and tell them that, hey, it's okay. You know, I've been hurt too, and I know someone who could take away all your pain. I know someone that can heal your hurt. I know someone that can soften the blow when things don't go quite the way you'd like them to. I know someone who will take care of you when no one else will, who will look after you when times get hard and tough. And I think that's what we're supposed to do, is just be that flashlight to people. Let them know we're that angel on earth. We're that helping hand. We're that compassion that God has for them when life has been rough on them and tells them that they're no good, that they're ugly, that they're fat, that they're too skinny. Even, you know, men suffer with, did you know that? Men suffer with physique problems as well. Some guys are really built like Arnold Schwarzenegger, and other guys are built more leaner. And some guys get a hard time about it when they're surrounded by all these really big muscular men, and they're just as strong as these men, but they just don't have the red meat on them. And we can just be compassionate to them too, because not only do women have problems with how they look, but so do men. And I found that interesting, because I always thought only women suffered with that, but no, men suffer with that too. And we also should be compassionate to our spouses. Sometimes women, men do not tell you that they've had just a really bad day at work. They won't tell you. And sometimes you will never know. And sometimes you'll talk to them and then they'll just blow up at you. And you're like, wow, where did that come from? Or sometimes they'll still be nice. They'll still be great with you. And then all of a sudden they'll open up to you and tell you how crappy their day a couple days ago was. Or, you know, maybe their boss at work told them some radical news that might just give them insecurity about their job safety. Maybe their boss says, hey, you know, your performance isn't been doing so well, so I'm watching you. Or maybe they say the company isn't doing so great financially right now, so just be on alert, there might be layoffs. We don't know what these men have gone through at work. I mean, women work too, and I get that. And sometimes the women have these experiences too, but just speaking from a wife's perspective, we actually need to be compassionate and every day tell our husband something wonderful about him. Maybe he barbecued a great steak. Tell him how wonderful he is. Or just when he comes through the door, just tell him, thank you so much. I think you're so wonderful. I think you're so good looking. And I appreciate you so much for working so hard for this family. And likewise, husbands, wives need that compassion too. Because women, you know, get bombarded with all these images that they're not good enough, or some of their friends are more fit than they are. And sometimes it's a medical condition, hormones, infertility, thyroids, whatever, that causes women to not be able to lose weight. And sometimes it's just depression. Sometimes, I've come across a woman who's very dear to my heart, and sometimes I don't think people understand the survival mechanisms that we have in place, and that they'll eat their emotions and they don't realize it sometimes. I've come across this one woman who I love dearly, who has always buried everything inside of her, never expressed her emotions, never have dealt with the things that hurt her at that moment. She just buries it and buries it and buries it. And what's been the fruit of that is bitterness, anger, overeating, because she'll eat. But here's the thing, I don't think this person understands that they're going through this and they hurt deep inside because they've just lived with this mechanism their whole life. So what can you do for someone like that? Well, for me, I've just been praying for God just to work on that person, that maybe a sermon the pastor preaches will just set that person free so that she can unburden herself from all that pain that's deep, 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 deep inside her and have a wonderful, wonderful, happy life. One that doesn't involve consoling yourself with food. I know I've struggled with that myself at one point. You know, it's just, I've had a hard road, but I know a lot of people, others have had a worse life than I have, but we all hurt on certain levels, you know? And my goal today is just to encourage you to just reach out to someone, let them know you're a good friend, let them know you're praying for them, let them know you care about them. And that's all we can do to show the love of Christ. Maybe you are a believer, maybe your friend is not. You don't have to shove religion down their throat and say, hey, Jesus says, or you should live this way, or you should do this because God said so. Just the action of God's love will speak a lot stronger than sometimes than just your words. And sometimes, especially if we're dealing with unbelieving friends, it might turn them away from God even more. So if you just demonstrate your love to them and let the Holy Spirit work on them by you loving on them, because God goes after everyone until their last breath is taken. He doesn't care if it's a criminal or if it's a saint. He goes after everyone until their last breath is taken because he loves every single person. He made everybody. He designed all of us. He knows before creation. He has a plan and a purpose for all of us. So I'm going to encourage you today to have your plan and purpose of just reaching out and touching someone, being compassionate, being there, giving compliments, building people up and not tearing them down, being a listening ear. You don't always have to give advice. Just listen to some people sometimes. That's all they need is just an ear so that they can get out some of their frustrations, some of their pain, so you know how to pray for them. That's the key, knowing how to pray for them. Well, remember, instead of thinking about number one, just yourself, think about number two, somebody else. Because eventually, number two will look out for you.